A Tiger's Wedding, My Childhood in Exile, written and read by Isla Blair. Chapter 1. Telling the Bees. I banged my sandals together to shake out any cockroaches or scorpions. The gesture, an automatic reflex, like saying bless you when someone sneezed. I pulled them on and ran after Fiona, my older sister, who I knew had started the day's little rituals and routines without me. I followed her like a shadow. I was still in my cotton pyjamas, rolling up the legs as I scrambled down the steps of the veranda and out to the bees. There was a little wooden hive for them, with a gently sloping roof painted white, the brittle paint coming off in my fingers when I picked at it. Fiona was already there, in her pyjamas and white plimsolls, stretching out her hands for any of the stray, buzzing creatures to land on her. Neither of us were afraid of bees. They only stung when alarmed, and besides they held our secrets, the big ones and the little ones. Our mother had told us that the bees had to know all the significant things that happened in our lives, otherwise they'd feel insulted and fly away. Like when Fiona was born, and when Mummy was expecting me, or when the boy's fifth child, a little girl, had simply not woken up from sleep one day. I told them how desolate and lonely I felt when Fiona had been sent away to school, how the pain in my chest had become like a solid rock that threatened to rise up into my throat and choke me. I was born in Bangalore, South India, where my father was stationed during the war in the last dying days of the Raj. He was a tea planter in Kerala.